At 6:06, it is overcast and 60 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 73. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Thousands are expected at the Oklahoma State Capitol today, as many school districts across the state have called off classes. Teachers, students, parents, and administrators are expected to be at the Capitol to lobby for education funding. There to greet them will be Tulsa State Representative Eric Proctor.
Somewhere between 25 to 30,000 are what the Oklahoma Highway Patrol are estimating, and it's really the first huge rally that we've had in a quarter century since 1017. There's been one since that, but this will be the first major one. The largest gathering of people potentially at the state capitol in state history.
The ralliers want more money for education. Recent appropriations have yet to make up a shortfall brought on by the recession. The Oklahoma legislature is past the halfway mark, and there are lots of differences in measures that have cleared the two chambers. Now, those differences will have to be worked out before any legislation can become law. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa.
We've had no meetings on any of those between, you know, any of the leadership. Right now, it's just moving House bills, you know, through the process on our side, and certainly they're doing the same on their side.
Also still pending is the state budget. It must be done before the session concludes at the end of May. The U.S. Geological Survey says more than a dozen earthquakes have rattled parts of central Oklahoma, ranging in intensity from an estimated 2.6 to a 4.4 magnitude. The quakes were recorded Sunday and late Saturday. No injuries or damage reported. The 4.4 magnitude quake was recorded shortly after 9 o'clock yesterday morning, about 12 miles northwest of Crescent. The USGS says that there were several other smaller quakes recorded in that same general area earlier on Sunday. Mayor Bartlett would like to see Mitsubishi expand its Tulsa operation. Right now, the Japanese company has a small maintenance facility at the Tulsa International Airport. The mayor has already visited with the company about providing equipment for the oil and gas industry.
Mitsubishi is about their manufacture of a variety of pieces of equipment that are used in the oil and natural gas fields, in particular compressors. Very large compressors.
The Grand River Dam Authority recently purchased a multi-million dollar gas turbine for its power plants. Tulsa police recover a body near 21st and Riverside yesterday. It may have been of a person that led police on a chase Saturday night. That man eventually fled on foot near the amphitheater on the other bank of the river. An elderly woman is hospitalized after a fire damaged her South Tulsa home. It happened late yesterday near 41st and South Memorial. The fire started in a garage. Officials say the woman suffered from smoke inhalation. A new report indicates that Oklahoma is doing better at keeping pollution out of our waterways. The report is from the Environmental Protection Agency, and Shannon Phillips with Oklahoma Conservation Commission says that much of the credit must go to rural Oklahoma.
Some examples of the conservation practices that result in the sludge reduction are conversion from conventional tillage to no-till, protection of natural borders and buffers along streams and fields, improvement of grassland and pasture land.
She says also the transfer of poultry litter away from watersheds like the Illinois River has helped. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, a slight change of rain, a high of 73. Tonight, partly clear, 45 for a low. Tomorrow, clouds redevelop, again a slight change of rain at a high of 70. Now at 6:10, it is overcast and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.